for those that aren't willing, how powerful an IRA and 401k and those type of qualified plans can be, because actually not just because of that out of sight, out of mind automation, but also a lot of these plans, you can't touch them for forever. If you're 20, that's a long time. You're waiting over 40 years to touch that money. And understanding how the stock market likes to go up and it also likes to go down. And historically, over time, it has a good track record, but boy, can it be painful under 10-year or under 5-year. It gives people permission to be a lot more aggressive, knowing that they in the stock market, knowing they can't touch it for a long time. And so what we've gone through this year, not near as painful because you couldn't touch that money anyway. Now, if you're near retirement, different scenario.
You're listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green. Please stay tuned to the end of the episode to hear boring yet important disclosures. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ken Green, the host of the Engineer of Finance podcast. And today's episode is a short episode and it's titled Parkinson's Law. The first time I can recall learning about Parkinson's Law, I believe it was reading Nelson Nash's book, Becoming Your Own Banker. I've talked about Nelson Nash and the impact his book had on me over a decade ago. It's why I'm still in the financial industry. If it was not for him and the influence that book and that gentleman had on me, would not be in the industry today. And I'm so grateful for what that book taught me and a lot of the stories he shared. And one of them that had a big impact that absolutely redefined how I saw and behaved with money was the term Parkinson's Law. And essentially, Parkinson's Law, and I'll have a link to Wikipedia and how they describe it, work expands so as to fill the time available for its completion. Now, with a lot of families that I work with, I like that when I'm teaching on cash flow strategies and accumulation strategies, it all begins with a strong savings program before, in my opinion, you should have permission to start chasing investments where you can lose money. And Parkinson's Law, the best way I describe it is that you give a person 40 hours to get a job done, and they're going to take 40 hours. You give that same individual, the same project, 80 hours to get that job done, and they're going to take 80. I think it's just, we're very adaptable creatures. What makes us human, we're animals, and what makes us humane is just that we really want to get along for the most part, and we'll adapt to that environment. And that can be a blessing, it can be really dangerous. And earlier this year, I did an episode where I was talking about more freedom equals more wealth, which I firmly believe. And I also believe at the same time, watching a lot of human behavior, there's just a lot of humans that really need, they don't have the self-disciplines in place or the mentorship or the education, willpower, I don't know what term you want to put to it, where I feel that maybe they'd be way better off because of Parkinson's Law, where they're put into a forced savings plan. Now, when you understand, and what I mean by forced savings plan, things like IRAs, Roth IRAs, 401ks, it's usually not the first place I like to go to for investments. They have their place. And I also, watching human behavior, maybe 50% of the nation, maybe that's good enough, or at least get them on that to protect them from themselves. Because Parkinson's Law, you make 100 grand, you spend 100 grand. The American way is you make 100 grand and you spend 105 grand. The way I, understanding Parkinson's Law and the epiphany for me a decade ago, I was not a saver. I would take the majority of my money and put it into investments. I didn't understand the point of it. And then by understanding how important it was to have systems in place and automation, just have habits and things in play to protect me from myself in many ways, seeing money just sitting idle making 0% was painful for me. But understanding how savings could be very advantageous, having a lot of liquidity to pounce when the opportunity is right, that got things exciting. And then also understanding how my brain works and most human brains work. If we can have systems in play, I talk about an episode, Green Machine, where we can be very intentional and through automation have 10, 20, even higher percent gross of our income being move to the side, and then having another bank account is that's what we live off of. That's for our needs and that's for our wants, our discretionary. By creating that automations and systems that was taught to me, the idea brought to me by Nelson Nash, and maybe it was brought up prior, it didn't really sit until then. And then having mentors implement those systems and teach me how I could apply it for myself and then my family, and then eventually at my practice working with and representing individuals and families on their savings and investment strategies. But understanding Parkinson's law, work expands so as to fill the time available for its completion. Understanding how we work and how we think and how we're very adaptive creatures, understanding that strength and weakness, and then creating systems to take advantage of that where, hey, you're used to an income of $150,000 you didn't have, or $100,000, let's just keep the numbers easier, $100,000 a year, and it comes in and you spend it, where if you have a system in place where you carve out 10, 15, 20%, and then that remainder, that $9,000 or $80,000 is what you live off of, that's what you pay your taxes, it's what you pay income taxes and sales tax, and but that's what you use for your food, that's what you use for fuel, transportation, et cetera, and then your wants, travel and fun things. By having, understanding Parkinson's law and having these type of automated systems in place that you design and put in play for yourself, taking advantage of the bank systems and automation to implement it, it's once it's in play, it's a very simple strategy that will have profound impacts for you. It has for me, and I've seen it over and over again with clients, learning to create savings and investment strategies and different techniques. It can make a very big difference. Now, there's a lot of people that aren't willing to take advantage of that kind of freedom and systems. So this is where I think IRAs and 401ks, these type of qualified plans can be very advantageous, that those that just don't take the time to find mentors and study money but need something, this is where I think the IRAs and 401ks work out great. They can be great for people very disciplined with money as well because of the tax advantages. But for someone who's pretty simple-minded when it comes to money, having or just not educated yet, or just so focused on their career they don't want to pay attention to that part, having a 401k can be very advantageous because it's a forced savings plan that takes advantage of Parkinson's law. When we get our pay stubs every other week or twice a month or once a month, very rarely do employees look at everything pulled out. We just understand the net. We don't see the payroll taxes. We don't see the income taxes being withheld. We don't see things going into different savings investment vehicles like 401ks and IRAs, and we just live off the rest. And so there's a lot of brilliance when the IRS made it, who knows when, that these tax withholdings were mandated to take out. Imagine how fiscally responsible all our politicians would have to be if every time we got a paycheck, it was the gross pay, and then we had to write a check within a week to the government for the payroll taxes and the income taxes. I think the majority of voters would be paying a lot more attention to how our politicians are spending our money. Do we really need to be involved with this conflict? Do we really need this much spending for all these things? Do we really need to bail out all these different companies? What is the best use of funds? I think it would be a very interesting discussion. And I think all of us overnight, we'd have very educated voters when it comes to fiscal responsibility and how our government is using and spending money. And total tangent there, but that's my short episode on Parkinson's law, talking about how you can create understanding the beauty of and dangers of how our minds work, and how we're very adaptable creatures, and how we can create systems to take advantage of that. And then for those that aren't willing, how powerful an IRA and 401k and those type of qualified plans can be, because actually not just because of that out of sight, out of mind automation, but also a lot of these plans, you can't touch them for forever. If you're 20, that's a long time. You're waiting over 40 years to touch that money. And understanding how the stock market likes to go up and it also likes to go down. And historically, over time, it has a good track record, but boy, can it be painful under 10-year or under 5-year. It gives people permission to be a lot more aggressive, knowing that they in the stock market, knowing they can't touch it for a long time. And so what we've gone through this year, not near as painful because you couldn't touch that money anyway. Now, if you're near retirement, different scenario. So anyway, that's Parkinson's law. I'll have links to a Wikipedia, just going over the terminology and the history behind it. I think it's very interesting. And learning that term opened my eyes to a whole new reality. And I just thought it would be nice to bring it up and share with everyone listening to the show. Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast. I look forward to next week. Thank you.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. The content is intended for United States audiences only. Opinions expressed are as of the date of this publication, and such opinions are subject to change. Green Financial and Insurance Services Limited, Green, is not responsible for any trading decisions, damages, or other claimed losses resulting from or related to the content presented. Green makes no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information presented. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Forecasts are not a reliable indicator of future results. Investors should be aware of the risks associated with investing. All investments are subject to investment risk, including possible loss of capital. Investors should seriously consider if an investment is suitable for them by referencing their own financial position, investment objectives, and risk profile. Consult with a qualified financial advisor as necessary before making any investment decisions. Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.